these, in other words, these other things must be evident in our lives. And so I want to revert back to the first one where he says, blessed are the poor in spirit. Now, I've read that and I'm thinking, boy, it seems like somebody that's depressed or down, or what's that mean? Poor in spirit. Give me some feedback here. What do you think that means? Blessed are the poor in spirit. What do you think that means? Huh? Spiritually whooped. It could be a good one. What do you think it means? They're empty. They're looking. Blessed are the poor. Now remember this. He says, happy, blessed, most fortunate are those that are poor in spirit. It's like, it's one of those thoughts. You know, it's like an oxymoron. You know, it's like, wait a minute, that don't even make sense. That's like you pour water out of a bucket and it goes right straight back up in the bucket and you got it upside down. It's like, wait a minute, that don't even make sense. But that's what he's saying. Now think, what are the opposite? Let me get this on before I forget. What are the opposites of the things Jesus would be talking about here? Now, Jesus no doubt would have characteristics of speaking of himself, because we're to be like who? Christ. We're to be like Jesus. I mean, that's what it's all about. So what did Jesus have poor in spirit? Remember, this is a small s. It's amazing when you just park on a scripture and start digging and start hoeing back the weeds and stuff and get thinking about what's it really saying. The poor in spirit, small s. So he's talking about us as individuals, who we are. What are things we war against? Pride, arrogance, things that rise up in our lives, of the flesh that just wants to do wrong, it covets, it desires things it shouldn't, it wants to sin, it don't want to bow to God. Blessed, he says, are the poor in spirit. Or you might say, humble in spirit. Humble, quiet. And who's Jesus? Most quiet, meekest, mildest. Now remember 1 Corinthians chapter 1 where it says, where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? God's ways ain't our ways. And that's the whole principle of what Jesus is teaching here. His ways aren't our ways. It ain't how we're supposed to think. We're in a pickle of a mess. So, blessed are they that are poor in spirit. So if we know God's destroying the wisdom of this world, we have, in this world, we have seminars, we have Joyce Myers that's positive, and we have Vincent Peale, positive power of positive thinking. We have Joel Osteen that has your better life, you know, had all this positive influence to make a better you. We can make a better Artie. We can. I know we can. We got to make him think right. And all these things that they use to make, and they're everywhere. You don't mind, look up, I'm depressed, I feel like I'm worth nothing. And you look up stuff and there's books on it. There's everything in the world to help you. We got the B-I-B-L-E, Basic Instruction Before Leaving Earth, called the Bible. And that's where that's where a Christian finds his help. And this is what he needs. So we know we have all this other stuff that's trying to help you, and all we need is when Jesus said these words that ye are the vine, I am the vine, ye are the branches, ye can do nothing of yourselves. Nothing. What's that word nothing mean? Nothing. So you can, we think we do a lot. Boy, man, look what I figured that one out. Man, ain't I smart? Man, I figured that thing. Boy, I did this and I, no. We planted a lot of taters too, and God says, you're nothing without me. And God just proved it. Yeah, he did. 50 pair of taters in the ground, not a one. That's God. It humbles you. So what's God's trying to produce here? Blessed are the poor in spirit. The humble. So the opposite of these things, this spiritually empty. Empty of what? If it's poor in spirit and the spirit of what we have in life, what would it be if empty of self-confidence, empty of self-importance, empty of self-righteousness? As those are the things that rise up in us. Well, I go to church, I give, boy, and we think we're doing good. I read my Bible, I pray every day, man, the spiritual garb comes on, and I think I'm being somebody. And we're nothing. And you look at all the great men and women of the Bible, when they got to a place and they realized, I am nothing without God. I'm nothing. All my knowledge, all my strength, it's nothing without God. And we look through the Bible, we find all of the ones that rose up in their own strength, and God would have to, I gotta push you down there where you belong and humble you a little bit, and that's God's way of reminding us. So when that self-confidence, self-importance, self-righteousness rises up, this poor in spirit, somebody that's empty of those things. Because all I am and all I'll ever be is in Him. And that's the only thing that will matter in eternity. There's a lot thinking they're doing a whole lot here on earth in the face of goodwill, hope for the world, but it'll be judged there, and God's gonna try it by fire of what sort it is, and Lot's gonna have wood, hay, and stubble. It's gonna be ashes there. So, blessed are the poor in spirit. If you empty of yourself, this is what God is talking about here. Because we said, you are the salt. You can't be relying on your strength, your knowledge, your talents, unless they're totally surrendered over to God. And God has it all. And God's able to take them then He can use it. He can distribute. He can bless. Blessed are the poor in spirit. It's amazing that one verse, it just got so much in it. So when we're empty of this confidence in ourselves and our strengths, our ways, and we're relying on His strength, His ways. I mean, you look at Samson. Boy, we was cleaning fish yesterday, and poor Hannah was a-watching, and Elizabeth said, just touch the fish. She wouldn't touch it at all. We were sitting there cleaning fish, and Elizabeth takes the spoon and pops that fish's eye out. Just being a Tom girl, you know, pop that fish's eyeball out, you know. And Isaac, you know, he's got to dig him out, and I'm going to pour fish. And then Hannah says this, boy, how did Samson feel? Boy, and it's a Bible lesson there. I said, they didn't pluck them out. They took hot pokers and fried them right in the sockets. And they're full of water. So you know what happens? They explode from the hot pokers. That's what happens. It explodes in their head. And they have all this pain. And he's blinded. But he's at a spot finally where he's tired of grinding in the world. He's tired of digging into all the things. He's tired of being a spectacle for the Philistines. He's sick and tired of all of it, grinding. He's just a slave. He's a clown for their show. That's all he's become. Then they put him out where they're having a big dinner, and they chain him between two pillars. And finally, he says this, Lord, remember me, that I may bring glory to you. All that self-reliance, all that self-esteem, all the big Samson that slew 10,000s of men, just with the jawbone of a donkey, he was a bad man. And God says, okay, I can use you now. And so there he mustered up what he had, and then God give him strength, and he slew more that day than he did all together. So, when he was finally humbled, he was what? Poor in spirit. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Ain't that a thought? Lord, help me. Where I'm not self-reliant, self-confidence, all of me is gone. Where God can bless and use us. Even when we're witnessing to somebody, well, Lord, they'll probably just not listen anyway. But me gets in the way just like that, don't it? Me just jumps in there so fast, as you know, that's what happens to us. Well, they ain't going to listen anyway, so they'll probably get me mad, you know, or I'll get in an argument, and there's always an excuse. That self-reliance, that self-confidence, that self-esteem, and all of us got it. But boy, God could use us if we're just empty all those things out of the way. So God, I want you. And the Holy Spirit says, yes, I can do something. I can use you now. You're usable. You're pliable. You're Samson finally tied and tired of being a spectacle for everyone else and ready to say, Lord, I need you. Remember me that I may glorify thy name. And then God blessed. They sing songs about him yet. I'll see him in glory. See Samson up here with two good eyes. Whew. Blessed are the poor in spirit. That's how ye be. Ye are the salt of the earth. Therefore the salt that lost his savor. We need to be tasty. That's what the world sees in us. It's not the wisdom of the world. It's the opposite. They see us get reviled, we don't revile back. They see us do accomplishments and don't boast upon ourselves. We're quiet, meek, just the opposite of what the world does. The world just does everything. And what's bad, we was taught by the world for years. It's kind of, we got to untrain the way we think. And that's what the world does. You're chief, you're number one. I remember that in AA classes. You're number one. You forget about everybody else. You, and it's always pointing at you. You be the center post. No. He is. Blessed are the poor in spirit. So we're empty of self-confidence, self-importance, self-righteousness. And he said unto them, ye are they which justify yourselves before who? Me, but God knoweth your hearts. For that which is highly esteemed among men is abominable in the sight of God. Not just sin in God's sight. God said it's abominable in His sight. That means God totally detests it. I mean, it ain't the big sin of murder or rape or drug abuse or drug dealing and all these wicked things and child molestation, porn, all these wicked things. But God said that was detestable in His sight. And that's Luke 16:15, by the way. And He said to him, ye are they which justify yourselves before me. He says, I see right through you. I see right through you. Oh, that's humbling. Realize we're naked before God. We can't hide nothing. Nothing before Him. He sees the good and the bad and the ugly in all of us. But blessed are the poor. When you're empty, you're poor of spirit, of you. It's kind of hard even to think about. When you're poor of you, that makes sense. When you don't exist, God can bless. That's kind of, but that's what he's saying. Blessed are the poor in spirit. When your spirit's dead and the Holy Spirit's able to reign and rule in your life. That's God. That's what God wants. We'll be such an effective witness. We'll get around people and we'll just want to rub off on them. Say, Lord, help them. We'd just be in a mind of prayer and be begging God to help them. Because you won't be seeing your needs, you'll be seeing theirs. They need Jesus. You won't have time for you. You'll be about them. It's all you see. Let's pray. Father, dear God, we love you. Thank you for your word. Bless it, dear God. Help us, Lord. Oh, to be salt, dear God, that we'd be effective for you. Help us to be humble, Lord, that you be glorified. Bless the service to come. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.